He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, January 30th. Live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we see some green on the screen today, but how many triple-digit drops have we had so far this year? Another 200-point down day. That's probably the third one this year. I think you can say without question that the market is a bit jittery right now. So how are we opening up here today on what I consider to be the biggest earnings day of the year? Lots and lots of companies have reported earnings, and that's lifting most of the boats in the market today. The Dow is up 61 points right now, actually 46, 15,785. We have an S&P 500 that's up about 11, 12 points right now. The S&P 500 is at 1786. We have a NASDAQ that's soaring today. The NASDAQ is up 46 points. 48 points, call it. 46 points. Bouncing all around here, but we're at 4,097 right now. That's a 1.1% move on the NASDAQ, which has been, you know, a little bit dicey here recently, but it has been the leading index in the world for the last year and a half, 2 years. We have gold not liking the Fed meeting yesterday as the taper continues. Another $10 billion comes out of the gun of the Fed. We no longer have the Fed increasing the stimulus. The Fed is now backing off the stimulus. We'll see what impact that has on the market. It's not good. Crude oil is at 98.56, and where's the 10-year yield today? It's at 2.71%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, professional money manager, author of the book Best Stocks Now, where I see one of the first stocks that I wrote about in the book, Alexion Pharmaceutical, is soaring here today. Many, many big winners from that book, including Illumina, which is one of the biggest winners in the market. And as I've said, book number two is on the way. When will it be delivered? Well, I don't have a due date yet, but we're working on it. And this could be a big weekend to get that thing done. All right, let's take a look also at how the app is doing, the Best Stocks Now app. It's out there for Android, been out there for a long time. It's out there for Apple, and I should be getting an ETA today for the final version of the PC app, which will be available to folks with PCs that want to go home and look at a little bit bigger screen. I get tired of looking at that little screen on my iPhone. I keep waiting for a bigger iPhone. That would help an old man like me. Our eyes don't get any better over time. And I kind of like these Galaxy or these Android Samsung phones that are a little bit bigger. But, you know, I'm stuck with my Apple iPhone waiting for a bigger screen. In the meantime, we'll get a app out there on the PC. We also have a mutual fund app that is moving along very rapidly and an ETF app on deck coming later. How has the app served us? Has it worked? Well, you know what? I'm astonished at how well it's worked. It's exceeded my expectations. It's kept me in the right asset classes. It's kept me out of the wrong asset classes. It got me out of emerging markets 2 years ago. It got me out of gold a year and a half ago. It got me out of the bond market a year ago. All of those were very good moves. And eventually, it will get me out of the stock market. It's already gotten me out of about 40% of the stock market. That's where I stand right now. I'm about 55 to 60% invested, having a very good day today. And the other 40, 45, I've erred on the side of caution because I think there's a lot of cross currents in the market. I know beyond any shadow of a doubt that Argentina is going to get worse before it gets better. And that Argentinian contagion has spread to other Latin American countries like Chile, like Brazil. Brazil's got massive problems. Brazil is building, 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 spending a lot of money. They're going to host the World Cup, and they don't have the money to spend. And the peso, and inflation. And yes, it does infect the world, and it does impact us. China's not the growth engine it once was, just like Apple is not the growth engine that it once was. Countries have life cycles. Companies have life cycles. Rock groups have life cycles. I mentioned the Beatles. I was alive during the height of Beatlemania. I never have seen anything like it in my entire life, and I've never seen anything like it since. When girls would literally faint and scream, and they had to be carried off because they were so enthralled with just the mere presence of the Beatles. My little brother is writing a blog right now on CBS, getting ready for the 50th anniversary of the Beatles appearing on Ed Sullivan, which would be a big event. And you can look up his blog. He's also got a book coming out in 2 days. I can't wait. It's a great big coffee table book on all the Beatles concerts, live concerts that they did. That will be interesting. But the Beatles peaked at some point in time, didn't they? And they started to wane, and they probably got out right at the top. You know, you've seen, who remembers NSYNC? I can remember when NSYNC came to the San Diego Sports Arena, and it sold out in like 10 minutes, Justin Timberlake and his buddies and his cohorts. And then things go south, and they're not so popular anymore, and they've lost their mojo. It happens to countries, economies of countries. It happens to individual companies. It happens to brand names. Remember when, I can remember when Boston Chicken and Boston Market was a red hot deal. Now it's Chipotle and whatever else, but even they're starting to lose their fame and glory. And as growth investors looking for those superior companies out there to choose from, when companies start to lose their mojo, it's time to move on, in my opinion. And it's time to go in a different direction and find the companies that are now taking their place at the top. And that's what I strive to do, and that's what the idea behind the best stocks now is. Apple is not the growth engine that it once was. Other companies have replaced it as the growth engine, and that's where you want to be now. That's just my opinion. Well, we have a very, 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 very big day in earnings today. Likes of Amazon.com, Broadcom, Blackstone, Celgene, Google, Chipotle, Helmerich & Payne, Novo Nordisk, Time Warner, Whirlpool, and the beat goes on. Lots and lots and lots of companies reporting earnings today. Fed meeting went exactly as expected. No surprises. Market sold off by 200 on the day of the Fed meeting. Why? Well, the Fed is a big factor in this market. And I have said all along, the biggest factor that will eventually end this five-year-old bull market, which will turn five on March 9th of this year, will be the Fed. Because you've had the Fed behind the market for the last 4 years and 10 months with massive stimulus never before seen since the creation of the earth. And at some point in time, we'll no longer have the Fed at our back. And will it spell doom for the market? Can the market keep going without the backing of the Fed? You know what? Only time will tell. That's why we have to take it a day at a time. And we have to take it a stock at a time. As I looked at my stocks yesterday, I saw some weak ones that bothered me. And I sold some more. Not a lot, but I now have 40 to 45% cash in the bank. And the other 55% is invested. I feel like it's a little bit better to err on the side of caution right now than it is to keep the pedal to the metal and be oblivious like the guy in the elevator that I rode down with the other day that said, I don't even look at the market. Who cares about the market? I care about the market, and I care about the clients my clients who have their money invested in the market. I feel like a steward over their funds, and I need to safeguard. Not only do I have to protect it from the wolves at night, but I have to make hay and find the green pastures for them, for the stocks, the best stocks in the market at any given point in time. So my job is twofold: to protect during times when the market's dicey, and to fatten up the portfolios as fast as I can when the market is good, like last year. We did pretty good last year. We had 40% gains in the aggressive growth accounts. We had 22% gains in the income accounts. This year, it's dicey. I'm in protection mode right now. Is there anything wrong with that? But I'm still finding some good ones, and we'll talk about them when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radar. It's funny how fast the wind can change in the market. And you know what? You can't say that I haven't been warning all along that eventually this market would change. Now, I'm not saying that it has changed drastically yet. It hasn't gone from bull to bear. This weekend's newsletter, which I'll be putting my heart and soul into again on Friday and Saturday morning, will again put the patient on the table and we'll dissect it. And we learned a lot of things from dissecting the market last week. We learned that, number one, China is having a major impact on our markets right now. As China goes, so goes our markets. And so far this week, China has stabilized for the last 3 or 4 days. Will it stay there? Is the worst behind China, or is it going to get worse? That will play into the future of our markets big time. China is a major indicator to watch. I simply watch the ETF FXI, which is the Shanghai China 25 Index. In addition to this, Latin America. As Latin America goes, so will go our markets. Major impact here. Latin America continues to slide. It's getting a bounce today, but it continues to slide. And thirdly, Fed policy, which we now have some direction. It would seem that the Fed is going to back out of this bond buying program. They don't want to buy bonds either. Why should you want to buy bonds? The Fed doesn't want to buy bonds. They want to get rid of the bonds they have, and they want to back out of this bond buying purchase program. And will bonds be able to stand on their own when the Fed's not there pumping $90 or $85 billion, which has now been cut to $65 billion? And it would seem that month by month they're going to lower that by 10 until they've zeroed it out, and they may even accelerate the taper. They may hold off for a month. But isn't the die cast? Isn't the Fed backing off on the stimulus that they've been giving to this market? That's a major factor. This is not going to be as good of a year as it was last year, and I warned you of that. Now, maybe we can make some money in shorting the emerging markets this year. Who knows? There's always opportunities. Many of these biotechs are still hitting new all-time highs, so we're still searching every single day. I mean, even in 2008, Dollar Tree was up 66%. AutoZone was up like 32%. Treasuries were up 32% that year. So we're going to find opportunities wherever they come from. But it may not be in that risk-on area that was so good to us last year. So we're kind of in a transition right now. We're transitioning from this go, 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 risk-on. I saw it coming. I put up the yellow flag December 31st, started warning to err more on the side of caution right now. Take the pedal off the metal. There's debris on the track. We need to slow down. It's a pretty good call. Almost caught it exactly. And now we're just kind of in this transition mode until we get the debris cleared, until we see the body parts on the track, until we see how many fenders and parts of engines are still there, and grease stains and oil slicks and whatnot. And then we'll assess from there. But as we go day by day, we look at our individual stocks. And as I looked yesterday, most of my stocks are still doing fine. But I have sold 40% of what I began the year. Now, you know what? I began the year at about 15% cash. So I've raised quite a bit of cash, but I still have 60% committed to the market right now in very, very good, potent stocks. So we'll see where this all takes us. What kind of stocks do I still own and are still flourishing? Well, one that I now have a double in, and I would still buy it today, especially if I'm an income investor. Magellan Midstream Partners, MMP, headquartered in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which isn't exactly the Silicon Valley. You've got to figure if they're headquartered in Tulsa, Oklahoma, they're not making semiconductors. And you got to figure if they're in Tulsa, Oklahoma, it's not a biotech. No, it's engaged in oil. It's an MLP. You have to be worried about that. That requires an extra little bit on your tax return. But man, have the returns been fantastic over the years. They're engaged in the transportation, storage, and distribution of refined petroleum products in the United States of America. This is now a $14.8 billion company, and it's been very, very good to me. In my income accounts, it still sports a dividend yield, well, 3.6% right now. But look at the capital appreciation that it's kicked out in addition to that dividend yield over the years. Magellan Midstream Partners over the last 10 years has delivered 25% per year to its investors. That's a happy shareholder meeting. The market's delivered 4.6. Over the last 5 years, Magellan's delivered 37% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 16. Over the last 3 years, Magellan's delivered 39%, more than tripling the returns of the market. It's a pipeline stock. Biotechs have pipelines. This is a different kind of pipeline. This is an oil pipeline transporting refined petroleum products. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but it's not easy to build pipelines anymore. It's very difficult to build a pipeline. Therefore, the value of existing pipelines is at a premium right now. And such a pipeline, Magellan Midstream Partners, controls a few of these important pipelines, arteries that crisscross America, carrying needed fuel to fuel our economy, which reports in at about 3.2% growth right now. Tepid? Yes. Could it be better? Yes. Are the numbers probably skewed? Well, if you look at the unemployment reports every once a month, they're way skewed. So I don't know how much that 3.2% I believe is, but it is what it is. The economy currently is growing at 3.2%. In addition to this, you know, the initial jobless claims keep coming in at 350,000. That's not normal. This is not a good job market. Maybe we could put these guys to work building another pipeline. That's an idea. Anyways, Magellan Midstream Partners over the last 12 months is up 36%. This is crazy. When I compare Magellan against all the other stocks out there, talking biotechs, social media, Chinese internet stocks, Magellan gets a performance grade of A. It's a pipeline stock. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, who cares? Look at the results it's given. Now, valuation is also important. Performance is great. But what about the value? How much am I paying? Well, remember, it's not easy to build the pipeline anymore. So a stock like this isn't going to be dirt cheap. But it is trading at 22 times forward earnings right now. It's expected to grow by 16%. You've got a PEG ratio that's slightly over 1.4. However, when I do the math and I extrapolate next year's $2.83 earnings out over the next 5 years, the stock makes the value grade. It makes the performance grade. And out of 3,800 stocks, comes in at 93. And it's a stock that I currently own at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where obviously we've taken a defensive and a protective position here at Gunderson Capital Management. We started building a moat around the big profits that we made last year at the beginning of the year. And rather than looking more for reasons to buy new stuff, which I have done here and there, I've picked off a few, but I've also looked for leading stocks starting to weaken. And I've taken quite a bit off the table. And I've documented every single one. I've sent out a tweet. Here's what I'm selling. I sold Tractor Supply a little while ago, and it's tanking today. All right? That's why I take defensive action. And there have been ones that I've sold that have soared after I sold them. I just think it's better right now to err on the side of caution. And I currently have 60% in the market. I'm happy with that level right now. Maybe this all blows over. Maybe the Argentinian peso, all of a sudden they find a solution to their crisis. I don't see it anytime soon. And maybe the contagion spreading through Latin America eventually abates and it begins to get better. But I think it gets worse before it gets better. That's why I'm cautious right now. You've got all these people like me sitting on big profits. And Johnny come lately thinking now's the time to get in because they missed last year's move. They're the fools. You've got China, which, you know, hey, a lot of the business there. Remember Dubai and all the building, and they're importing workers to build hotels and condos and whatnot, and then all of a sudden that went upside down. Well, China got way ahead of themselves. Building. Everywhere you look, there was building going on. They overbuilt. Their economy can't keep up. And now there's people left holding the bag that built things that are unoccupied. And you see things being abandoned and walked away from. And what kind of an impact will a slowdown in China have? You know, just cross currents. You've got a Fed that no longer is pushing us. You've got a Fed that now has got their hands up and holding the train back a little bit. It's not behind us anymore. It's not headed toward us like it was the bond market a year and a half ago. But it's definitely not at our backs anymore. But then again, it's a market of stocks, and it's not a stock market, and we still try to find individual opportunities. I've been looking at an ETF called EUM, which goes opposite of the emerging markets. It looks interesting. You can go opposite of China in YXI. Looks interesting. You can go opposite of the Latin American markets. You can do just about anything you want in the stock market. So we look for opportunities on a daily basis. I'll begin my trip here, and I've already gone through a lot of mutual funds that I own, and I've been selling mutual funds too. If you own a 401k at work, and if you're still sitting in the same exact place where you ended the year at, you haven't been following along. I'd have to look at where my newsletter is right now. Very importantly, we'll have to look at where it is after I write the current one, because I sold some mutual funds this past week, and I've lowered my exposure to some of the leading areas of the market last year. It's a time to protect now in your mutual fund a little bit. It's not time to go 100% to cash. If I was in the S&P 500 index fund, I wouldn't want to have 100% in cash or in that fund right now. You know, I just rule of thumb, I'm at 55, 60% invested right now. 40% is on the sidelines in cash. You don't have to do what I'm doing, but that's what I'm doing. Take it or leave it for what it's worth. That's just my level of confidence right now in the market, in the world, in the Fed, and, you know, just all of that combined. These are facts that you have to look at, and you have to weigh them out every day in your mind. And then, of course, every week in the newsletter, we weigh all of the facts. Here's what leads. Here's the ones that support the bullish side of this thing. And here's the ones that support the bearish sides. And the one that support the bearish side has been increasing, while the one that supports the bullish side has been decreasing. And that scale is tipped a little bit. I call it 60-40 because through natural attrition, last year it was 100-0. 100-0, bull. Small, mid, micro cap U.S. stocks, bull, pedal to the metal. It started to tip on January the 2nd, started to tip. And now I call it 60-40, and that's where I'm at right now. I still own my best stocks now, which are still performing well, but I have a short leash on them, and I've sold several recently. One I still own. It looks like it's having a nice day today. we'll see if this one turns into a Magellan Midstream Partners for me, because this one's a little bit earlier in the cycle. The largest owner of single-family homes in America. I've talked about it before. Blackstone Group out of New York, which is a big investment manager, hedge funds, private equity, etc. Blackstone Group still pays a very, very nice dividend, same as Magellan Midstream Partners, 3.6%. Blackstone, BX, large cap on the New York Stock Exchange, has also delivered some pretty good total returns to its investors over the years since it became public in 2007 at $20 per share. Over the last 5 years, BX has delivered 54% per year. The problem with Blackstone is right after they went public, we went into 2008. And from their IPO price, the thing dove from 20 down to 4. It looked like a disaster. But since it was 4, it's back to 32. Oh, yeah, I know. Hindsight's always 20/20. We should have loaded up on it when it was 4. It even got down to 3 in 2009. But I don't know. Stepping forward and buying a beleaguered financial in 2009 took a lot of courage. And you would have gone against, you know, the numbering, the ranking system of Blackstone, which was probably down around 3,000 at that point. Now it's 319, and it's been at or near the top for the last 1 year. And I've owned it, I don't know, for quite some time. Over the last 3 years, BX Blackstone has delivered 31.6% per year. That's the dividend and the capital appreciation. We call that total return. And get this, over the last 12 months, Blackstone, BX, has delivered 79.4% to its investors, while the market's delivered 17.7%. So the performance has been there. This isn't a growth stock. This is more of an income and growth stock, which I prefer over bonds night and day. I just don't see where that capital appreciation is going to come from in the bond market. You need interest rates to drop considerably to get capital appreciation. And now that the Fed is backing out of the bond buying program, since they first announced it, what have interest rates done? When they first announced taper, I want to say interest rates were at about 1.6. Now they're at 2.7. That's a major, major increase in interest rates, and that's taken a big chunk out of your hide in the bond market. And as we sit here today at the end of January, getting ready to flip into February and look forward, what's the prospects for interest rates going forward with the Fed now in taper mode? I don't like bonds. Let's see, what else do we got? We got to look at the valuation of Blackstone, because we're not just performance investors here. Blackstone's currently trading at 10 times forward earnings. That's cheap. They're expected to make $2.99 in earnings next year. And they're expected to grow those earnings by about 24% per year over the next 5 years. That's a very, very steep discount to the growth rate. That gives us a PEG ratio of 0.42. When I take the earnings of Blackstone next year's estimates of $2.99 and I grow them over the next 5 years, and then I attach a multiple that I think is appropriate for this industry, I come up with a stock that could be worth $51 down the road and is currently trading at $31. And in addition to that, you're getting a dividend yield of 3 to 3.5%. Out of 3,807 stocks, Blackstone comes in at number 319. It's a stock that I own in my growth and income accounts. It's an equity, not a debt instrument. BX, Blackstone Group. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be back for the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
The
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radar. Boy, are we having a big day today here at Gunderson Capital Management. We're up 1.4% overall, and that's with 45% in cash sitting on the sidelines. So obviously the ones that we still own are having one heck of a day. Somebody just sent me a tweet. Look at Pandora. I did. Why do I own Pandora? It's the number 7 ranked stock in my Best Stocks Now ranking system, which takes into account performance, otherwise known in this business as momentum, and value. Those two combined. I don't know of anybody else. I guess growth at a reasonable price would be close to what I do, GARP. But GARP doesn't take into account performance. Takes into account future growth. It doesn't really look backwards. But GARP would be the closest thing to what I do. And then I rank them on a daily basis. It's as simple as that. I rank the asset classes. And every single Friday in my newsletter, which goes out about Saturday afternoon, you're going to see the current ranking of the asset classes. There was a major change yesterday, which I'll be talking about in the newsletter this week. Then I show you the ranking of the sectors. Oh, and by the way, the ranking of the asset classes, how important is that? Well, the standard in my industry is you don't rank any asset classes. You'd spread it around. If you're 50 years old, you buy 50% bonds and 50% stocks. And in that 50% stock mix, you should have a chunk of emerging markets, thereby spreading your money around. I don't believe in that. I don't want to own emerging markets. I don't want to have any exposure to the international markets right now in my stock portion of my portfolio. In addition to this, I don't want to own a bond right now. And therefore, I was able to avoid the big bashing that the bond market took last year and the bashing that the emerging markets took last year. And I don't want to own any precious metals, which I haven't owned for a year and a half, 2 years, which also took a huge bashing last year to the tune of 28%. How important was it last year to know that the place to be 100% was U.S. stocks? That's where I was allocated last year, 100% U.S. stocks with just a very little bit of cash. And in addition to U.S. stocks, it was the small, micro, and mid-cap stocks. Now things are changing. And that's starting to show up in the ranking of the asset classes, which I'll publish for you this weekend, and which are available every single day on the Best Stocks Now app. There's the ranking of the asset classes. I check it every night on my way home from work. Secondly, we go into and delve into the sectors of the market. Why do you think that I've been so heavily weighted in biotechs and pharmaceuticals for the last 15 months? Because they've been the leading sector in the market. How important is that knowledge? Very important. It's kept me out of the gold miners. It's kept me out of the commodity-related stocks. It's kept me out of the foreign markets. And it's kept me heavily focused in the leading area of the market overall. And then we go into the individual stocks, and I published my top 300. Man, if I were you, I wouldn't go any further than that in my stock research. I've just eliminated 3,500 different things for you, and I've allowed you to concentrate. If you did nothing more than look through the top 300 every week and pull up a chart, a one-year chart, you do it on Yahoo. Look at a one-year chart of the top 300. You'll see some that are flat. You'll see some that are rolling over. And you'll see some that are starting to break out. You go, Gunderson likes performance. Well, it wouldn't be in the top 300 if the performance wasn't there. Gunderson likes value. Well, it wouldn't be in the top 300 if I couldn't justify the valuation. And what's my third thing that I like, that I'm in love with? Stock charts. Good stock charts. Healthy stock charts. I don't like ones that are way extended and getting ready to roll over and are vulnerable to the downside. There's lots of those out there. That we ended the year with lots of those. That was another reason I put up the yellow flag. I don't like downtrends. I never double down. I've heard people say many times, should I add to this stock now? Should I add to my Apple position now? No! You shouldn't have owned it in the first place. Why do you want to throw good money after bad money? I don't like sideways trends either. I like something with a little bit of momentum behind, just starting to take off. There's my sweet spot. So just look through those top 300 every week. How long does it take to pull up 300 charts? Not that long. Just go top 100 if you want. And just look at those charts and pick the healthiest charts. But the trick is once you own a stock, now you've got to tend to it. Once you plant a tomato seed, you can't walk away from it, come back in a month and see how it's doing. It may have never sprouted. The rabbits might have gotten the little plant. I've had that happen. A gopher. Those gophers, they'll pull the plant from under the ground and suck it down, and it's gone. Where did it go? There was a tomato plant here yesterday. Or you go out and there's a big snail attached to it, and all the leaves are gone. I've experienced all of the above. I've even experienced a goat getting into my garden. You see, they don't like to eat weeds. They hate weeds. But boy, do they love young, tender corn plants. Grape leaves, they'll strip a grapevine like you can't believe. So you know what? Once you plant that seed, once you buy that stock, you've got to every single day tend to that thing and check on it. Make sure it's getting water. Make sure the sun's is getting to it. Make sure the goats aren't surrounding it. Goats surround stocks all the time. So you got to be careful. And that's where most people don't have the time to watch something. There's never a day that goes by that I don't look at everything that I own and assess the health. It's like my patients in the hospital ward. I got to make sure they're okay. Anyways, it's a lot of work. I love what I do. If you've got the time, I can't think of anything that's more fun to do. I mean, if you're retired and you sit at home all day, what a way to pass the time and keep your mind sharp, man. Looking at all of this stuff. That's why I'll never retire. I'm retired now. I love what I do. But if you say, you know what, Gunderson, I like to travel, get in the RV, go fishing. I can't check my portfolio. We go to Europe. Well, then you need to find somebody that takes care of the garden while you're gone, while you're away, so that the goat doesn't get into the garden or the snails or whatever else, gophers, a little bit of everything. 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.